Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to $1 per hundredweight higher due to tightened supplies, which are fueling improved buying interest. Terminals are called steady to higher, with top prices from $45.50 to $50. Peoria called steady to higher today, with a top price of $45.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, April 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,437. For the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60 to $70. The weighted average was $66.68, a gain of 85 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.60 to $57.30, the weighted average $53.43. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,653. The base price range was $60.50 to $71, the weighted average $67.21, a loss of 74 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.89 to $55.50, the weighted average $53.21.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This just in from the Associated Press. Russian news agencies are reporting that former Russian President Boris Yeltsin has died. A Kremlin spokesperson has confirmed to the AP that the 76-year-old Yeltsin has died but gave no cause of death or further information. More on that story at the top of the hour in NPR News, we are sure. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, what a glorious weekend it was for planting.
It was. And don't we have BBC News at the top of the hour?
Oh, that's true. So
yeah.
Might be being
there.
They'll
have it, I'm sure. Anyway, yeah, it was a glorious weekend for planting. And most of the Midwest Corn Belt had most of the weekend to get the planting in, the exception being parts of northern and western Iowa and southern Minnesota and points west where thunderstorms did roll in yesterday and in many locations produced a half an inch to 1 inch rainfall and in some cases a little bit more than that. So some slowdown in planting started to take place in those western areas, and those are going to be the areas here that will have the most problems over the next couple of weeks because they probably got a little less planted. But in general, most amounts out that way were in the half to inch to 1 inch category. A few locations picking up a little more. I see Minneapolis, St. Paul picked up 1.35 inches. Some of that rain worked into parts of Wisconsin as well. But most of Illinois stayed essentially dry, a few places picking up a few hundredths out in northwestern Illinois. Most of Missouri dry, Indiana, Kentucky, Ohio, Michigan remaining dry here. So those fields will remain in open shape for planting today and tomorrow. Now, a few spotty showers are going to form this afternoon across parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, southern Michigan, and Kentucky, but they're going to be spotty and, in most cases, light. So I think most fields will still have access today into tomorrow. Now, a wet weather system is brewing, and that is going to shut down field work in the Midwest here in the middle to latter part of this week. And that rain will enter western and southern Illinois during the day tomorrow and also southwestern Indiana tomorrow, and then spread across the rest of the Corn Belt to the east tomorrow night. And we're looking at periods of rain Wednesday, Wednesday night, Thursday. We're going to have a west-to-east-oriented front across the belt that's going to be the focus for showers and thunderstorms for a couple days here. So that means a lot of places are going to get wet enough that the fields will need a couple days to dry out after that precipitation ends. So most of the precipitation coming Wednesday into Thursday. So then it looks like Friday and Saturday will have to be days where it dries. And then gradually we'll see more field work again as early next week. It's generally dry and warmer. Now, the longer range computer model guidance is all over the place for next week. So therefore, there's no definitive answer on what's going to happen. The trend is toward much of the central into the southern part of the Midwest likely staying generally dry, meaning more planting progress. The area that's of most risk would be the northern parts of the belt, and that would include northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, parts of Wisconsin, and then back westward into portions of maybe northern Nebraska and South Dakota. So there's an area that's of greatest risk for planting delays that will be a little more significant here than just a few days. That would be the area that I'd be most concerned about. But on the other hand, after this break in the action here with the rain Tuesday night through Thursday and some drying down after that, it looks like more planting progress can resume across Missouri and even southern Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Now, that's just with kind of taking a consensus view of the long-range computer models. Keep in mind, after early next week, there are a lot of question marks, and things could change, and we'll have to continue to follow the weather here on a daily basis. And we're going to see some stormy weather in the Plains states here the next couple of days, some severe weather possible in the High Plains today and the Eastern Plains tomorrow, so that'll bring some moisture to the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 512 down 2, last trade down 3 3/4. July, 506 and a half down 4, last trade down 4. At the board of trade, May wheat opened at 503 up 1, last trade down 4 and a quarter. July, 511 and 3/4 down 3, last trade down 4. May corn opened at 358 and a quarter down 2 and a quarter, last trade down 5. July, 369 down 3, last trade down 5. December, 370 and 3/4 down 4, last trade down 4 and 3/4. March 2008, 381 and a half down 3 and 3/4, last trade down 4 and 3/4. May, 389 down 3 and a half, last trade down 5 and a half. May beans open at 723 and a quarter unchanged, last trade unchanged. July, 739 and 3/4 up a half, last trade up a quarter. November, 768 up a half, last trade down a quarter. May soybean meal open at 196.70, up 30, last trade up 20. May soybean oil open at 32.35, unchanged, last trade down 12. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
It looks like based on the overnight, traders are prepared to take the market down maybe on the 6 to 10 day forecast.
That's what they're looking at, although there's certainly a mix in the forecast out here. We know that a large portion of areas got a fair bit of stuff done over the weekend. Starting to scratch the surface up north, then you get down into Illinois, and people are anticipating a fair bit of activity in Illinois. Sections of Indiana, we know, worked over the weekend, but I think we didn't get as much done as what I would have anticipated getting done. But it's all in the forecast, and right now the forecast that we're seeing is we're going to stay relatively decent here this first couple of days, but then Wednesday we get a nice goose grounder coming in, probably dumps 1 to 3 inches on it, shuts us down for 3 or 4 days, and then next week there's a possibility another round of rain coming in again. So I'm not sure I get all carried away on this lower market here this morning. I think we will be down 3 to 5 cents in corn to get started here this morning. After that, we may dip just a little bit before the day's over. I think we see some buying come back in here after we get all the option expiration activity figured out and some of the early selling that comes off the floor.
So when it's all said and done by the end of the week, do these corn futures hold 363 and a half?
I think they do, Dave. I think that we'll hold them for right now, and this market is not prepared to make a major dip until we can get a little bit farther along. normally we're 22-23% planted by this week. That jumps up to, I think, 44-45% on next Monday, and we probably don't make either one of those. So till we can get a little bit closer on the plantings, I think they're going to be a little bit nervous about shorting it too heavily.
Looks like soy traders don't want to do much of anything right now.
That's somewhat true, although if corn ends up dipping much below five lower, it's going to be hard for beans to maintain the upside. I don't see the oil giving us the big push today that it has been giving us. So I think beans trade one, two, maybe three or four better, but if corn starts to come under a lot of pressure, which would surprise me, then it's going to drag the beans down with it. But it's all on the planting. What are we going to plant? And I think that's going to be the major question. Weather's going to be all over this for the next 2 to 3 weeks here until we get this crop in the ground.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the Pre-Opening Commodity Market Report. We have a listener comment line at AM 580 Ag. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.